If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Someday, when my life has passed me by, I'll lay around and wonder why you were always there for me. One way, in the eyes of a passerby, I'll look around for another try.
Song of the day, Someday by Sugar Ray. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating the Sonora Haven Jewelers song of the day. Once again, your song of the day from 1999, Someday by Sugar Ray. Someday Nebraska will beat Iowa in sports again. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
There was a theme, obviously. Someday.
Someday will
What's
beat.
What's the theme?
Someday will beat Iowa in sports again.
In sports.
Someday.
Sports.
In something. The women killed Nebraska Monday. Last night, the men lose on the road. Everything's pain and sadness.
Pain and sadness.
Someday.
Come on, Bill. Yeah, hit it.
What are we going to do, Jake? What's our best way out of this thing?
Win.
Yeah.
Beat Penn State. Beat Maryland.
Saturday at 1.
Win the California games and beat the crap out of Iowa March 8th.
So that's what we got left is five.
Five home games. Five. Yeah, five
Boy, that
regular
is,
season games.
That is, those are that is about We have the easiest five of everyone left in this thing.
Except that last one's not.
Yeah, but it's still, it's Iowa.
I know. I get what you're saying.
Just go through the rest of them. No, I mean, it's the easiest five of anyone.
And Iowa killed Nebraska.
UCLA just got ran off the court.
God, they are getting ran off
court. They're getting just, yeah, so, yeah, interesting.
Okay, you need to do a rating.
Sugar Ray.
Like the hesitation, the voice.
Kind of a background-ish type song.
It is.
601.
It's a good background song.
It's a good background song,
I think.
Yeah.
The school likes Sugar Ray, right? Yeah. We like Sugar Ray.
It's all right.
Don't we? Every morning.
Oh,
fly,
God, yes.
The band itself.
Yeah.
Had one good album. Sugar Ray is good.
Okay.
I mean, they're good bubblegum pop.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it is.
That's
exactly
what they are. Nailed it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. He's good. Like, it's, Every Morning's a really good song. Mm. That one's pretty good. Mm. It's hard to, come on. It's hard to dislike it.
They had three big songs.
Every Morning.
Flying. Someday.
Which one does he talk in a third person?
And When It's Over. So they.
Which one does he talk in a third person when he says, Sugar Ray says?
That's Every Morning.
Every Morning. And Sugar Ray says.
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word.
I like that one better than Bill. I say 7-6.
Okay.
Connor's going to like it. It's going to be a 7-0-1.
4-2. He says no. He says no on that one.
Connor, I'm a little surprised by that.
Connor, I'm okay with that.
He's depressed
though.
About the loss. It's fine. I'll take it.
Well, someday.
Connor, are you depressed about the loss?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. He's okay.
Connor's got some cool to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's like, he'll get through the day. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
He'll be fine.
Yeah,
he won't be like going. It won't be like all of a sudden tonight, just like Eve's like, what's going on? Just
what's going on?
Which that could be the case in my house.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You know what's
Jake
wrong.
Jake will not be fine tonight. No, there'll be no like.
No chance.
Jake, we're good, right? Nope. No chance.
I have a chance of being right maybe by tomorrow. But today, don't even try to cheer me up.
Okay.
Ratings. Before I get to the bag. Les in Lincoln says, nothing sounds good today. 5. Feel that, Les.
Damn.
Houston, 8. Houston's usually about 3.
Whoa, yeah. Houston gave it an 8?
Yeah, went with an 8.
Nice, Houston.
Rick from Wahoo gives that a 7. John Lincoln, 7. Just met. Who eclipsed Bird. 1?
Thank you, Bird.
He's also depressed.
He's depressed, yeah. Like.
Chubby Rhino, 6-9-2. Overplayed, but good.
Yeah, the Rhino.
Vernon Dakin, someday we'll beat Iowa in something. Exactly, 8.7. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 5.
5.
American Nightmare, 4-5. Lyle in Omaha, 6-5. Big Bird is in Gulf Shores, not doing fitness. 1.
Yeah.
Seems depressed also.
Little Bird gave it a 1, too?
Yes.
Big
Bird.
And
I wonder if the birds, they text each other.
Do they collaborate?
They might. Doug in Idaho.
Not doing fitness.
688 from Doug in Idaho. Mm-hmm. Eric says, 4 sounds like Jake's depressed. Yep. I am. Downtown Scott, 8-4. Joe in Boulder, 6. And I still hate Iowa sports. Mm-hmm. Got it. Gavin in Pender, someday we'll beat Iowa. Yeah, 6-8. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Casey and Seward, 7-4. Sarah and Fallbrook, 6. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 7-1.
Okay.
Rick and Susie in center with Huskerland Bulldogs.
McManigles.
You want to guess their score, Bill?
I'm going to guess them 6-9.
Point one up, 7. Went with the 7.
Jeez.
Mothball, 1. Pretty Sean good. In Omaha, 1. Beef Taco says, I'm depressed, 6. Big B 7-3. Let's go to YouTube real quick. Brad on a 5 on YouTube. CL Porter 2-1. Nels 1.2.
Nels from Montana.
Plainsman and Grant says 0.0. Just horrid.
It's not horrid.
Troy goes 8 right after that. And BWD 4-3. Song of the day was Someday by Sugar Ray. 1999.
I like that choice.
Thank you. It is time for the bag. Here we go.
Lock in.
Right. The three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked. No. Call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. Free consultation available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
Here we go.
Off the bat, Kip says this.
Kip.
I am a fisherman, but I don't own a boat.
Like
I got to thinking the other day and have no idea why all boats have the steering wheel on the right side of the boat instead of the left. Any guesses why?
Bill, you got to know this.
It's a great question. I have zero knowledge of it. Zero. Also, if you go back to this, though, just for Kip so he knows, if you go to the Boston Whaler type, the Boston Whaler puts their steering wheel and mount in the middle of the boat.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
In the middle of the boat.
Middle of the boat?
Yeah, what, right now, in the middle of the boat.
The Boston what?
Boston Whaler. And so if you have that style of a boat, like that, then the council and the steering wheel is right in the middle of the boat, and you can walk around both sides.
I guess I can see that.
So he's saying it's on the right side.
It's on the right side.
So basically, it's like doing mail. It's like the mailman.
Essentially, the mail of the water.
Yeah.
Do you see him on the left ever?
Not to my knowledge. I'm not sure. It's kind of crazy, though, getting your car drive left.
It's a good comment by Kip. John says, good morning, guys. If you had the chance to have one of these running backs on your team.
Okay, I'm going to like this.
Would you choose of these three choices?
Okay.
Earl Campbell, Walter Payton, or Barry Sanders?
Oh, Bill, I know who Bill's taking.
Mine's easy. Let's just get it out of the way. It's Earl Campbell.
I thought you were taking Barry.
And I'm going with Barry.
Oh, no, I'm going Earl Campbell, 34, but Tyler Rose. Absolutely.
Taking Walter?
Yeah, I'm taking Barry then.
All right, we're all taking different
players. I like this.
You can't lose with any of them.
No.
Wow. We could talk about that all show. Walter, Barry Sanders. It's close. To me, it's close between Sanders and Walter.
It's
Well, you Earl. Couldn't hit the home run with Earl.
That, exactly wrong. Couldn't be more wrong. Actually, the length of his run.
Just,
I can show you runs of his for 80 yards. Oh, yeah, he was a home run
hitter. Hit the home run?
Yeah. There was a time. I'm going to say
He's
this.
A big boy.
There's a 2 to 3 year, I'd say 3 to 4 year window. 3 years for sure, where there was no one ever better than him. Earl Campbell was the best. Not just during his era, is the best ever during.
You know
that
me,
time.
I'm naturally skeptical about anything, and I'm skeptical about.
You're just going about Walter Payton's up and over at the goal line. That's what you're talking about, and I know it. Trust me, I'm not pushing back on Payton.
Or Sanders.
Yes, or Sanders.
I watch Barry Sanders' highlights probably once a month.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's serious.
It's pretty funny.
I should watch it today. I'm sad. We're going to watch Barry Sanders' highlights today for the hell of it.
If you're going to put a fourth in that group, who would it be? Just put a fourth in there.
So Campbell, Payton, Sanders, and who?
Put a fourth.
It's going to take me some time.
Dickerson?
Or did you put OJ?
What's that?
OJ's a good option,
juice.
Too.
Could be the juice. You know, what's funny about it is that most people don't even have Emmitt Smith in their top 10.
Yeah.
And he's the leading rusher of all time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think I could get him in that group, but I get what you're saying.
Next up, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, good morning, guys. What is something you have always wanted to learn but haven't gotten around to yet?
Oh, come on. That's easy, right?
Go ahead.
Spanish.
What's that?
Spanish was
Spanish.
Can you say the question one more time?
It says, what is something you've always wanted to learn, but you haven't gotten around to do it yet?
Mine's easy. That's Spanish. I'd always wanted to do that.
You still can.
I know.
Rosetta Stone, you know.
Okay. Yeah, there's different ways to
do different things out there.
You can use. Mine's ballroom dancing.
Oh, that's a good
one.
That
is a good one.
Ballroom dance. I wish I could dance.
You can do it. You can start today.
When you see people dance, it's like, look at that. What they should, incredible.
Why don't we start today?
It could be.
Grab Laura. Start doing it.
You can grab one of your girlfriends and whichever, whoever it is, and if you're dating that week, and bring her over too. It'll be awesome.
No, I'll do that.
I would say any level of carpentry. I have no skill.
No, another good one.
Carpentry. Wow, those are good.
Those are good.
I'm pathetic in carpentry. I have nothing to offer.
And I don't think any of us are good in engines.
No. I think the engine, though, do you really even touch the engine? Because carpentry you would get involved in.
Yeah.
Ballroom dancing.
Nowadays,
Spanish,
engines.
Yeah. Engines now.
Now, Bill, when we were kids, engines, you could get into it. They've advanced so far.
Jake, it was a better time. Because everybody, if you pull off to the side of the road, your dad would get out and pop the hood and look in there.
Might be able
not
to
sure
do
what
something.
He's doing. Might be able to do something. Usually if it's a hose, oh, yeah, I got some tough. I can fix that.
Not now.
Not now. You just pull over, just call somebody to come pick you up. Yeah. That's what you do.
Next up, Bearded Ben says, let's say you guys are driving to the NCAA tournament to the Husker game. Who's driving? Who's sitting shotgun? Who's sitting backseat for the stool?
I know what you're going to say. I'm not driving, right?
You're not driving. Honestly, I'm driving.
Yeah, Bill loves to drive. I like to drive, too.
I think he's in the front seat.
I think Jake is Jake's the co-pilot.
Yeah.
And he's monitoring things.
Because he likes to sleep in the car.
And you'd be in the back.
Yeah. I'd want to be in the back.
Yeah.
So we're good.
You don't want anybody sleeping in the front seat. That's just depressing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
If there's three people in the car and there's one person in the front sleeping,
if I'm driving, Jake's there, I can just see him, you know, probably has a map out, which would be incredible. And all of a sudden you wake up from a nap, just kind of like, hey, guys, where are we?
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be fun. Jake have a map out. So Bill's got to drive.
Yeah. I have to drive.
There's a follow-up, Pearson. Can Sip explain why he would like to learn Spanish so badly?
There's some reasons, but I...
that people want to know.
Just because it's something that there's a lot in... There'd be a lot of job opportunities if you could... If you could speak Spanish, it would open some doors that are closed right now. There's some.
What jobs are these?
I'm not sure if you've answered it properly yet. Still.
What job are
it's
you?
Very
seeing?
Ominous here.
I mean, okay, let's be honest about this. That's more of a conversation when you were like 25, than 60. Mm. I'm not 60, but I just think it makes sense to know. I'd be able to talk to Leo better. Leo, oftentimes...
Neighbor Leo.
Yeah, he's from El Salvador. And oftentimes we're talking, and when we start really getting into a subject, he's got to call one of his daughters out and get the translation going. We can't go too deep. We can talk on a very surface level, but then if we start getting into a subject, he calls out Sophia or Adriana, and then we continue the conversation.
Last question here before we move on from the mailbag. This is an unnamed texter. Says this, do you use your blinkers on a consistent basis when driving?
I'm a blinker guy.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, I'm a blinker guy. I am. I don't hardly ever miss on that one. Ooh. I really don't.
I am a yes. 100% yes. I do not miss.
Steve, you're not active in the blinker column?
I could do better. Just all phases of driving, I could do better.
I think I do it for one reason. The biggest reason is because I do very poorly at what's around me. So I'm just kind of giving a warning out there. Hey, I'm just so you know, I'm coming over. And you guys better watch out.
Just a basic right turn off vine. You're going blinker.
Yeah, I'm going blinker. I'm going. And I change lanes in a two lane. I'm blinkering quite
That's
a bit.
The thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the proper thing to do.
Have I missed on one? Yes, but I try to do
There's
that.
A spot in our neighborhood that you can't go right. You can only go left, and I blink to go left.
Do you?
It's not a curve. Like there's a house on the right.
Okay.
There's no reason to go left. I go left.
I think it's okay.
I do blinker every time and everything.
What's the word we're looking for? It's courtesy. I mean, you're...
Courtesy, and it's a little bit of this, like, you know... muscle management. It's like I'm just used to if I'm turning I'm hitting the turn signal. Yes.
Corey says using blinkers is not optional. This should not be even a topic right now.
Ooh, Corey.
Wow. All right,
Corey. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Corey in Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty stringent about stuff.
He is.
He's pretty stringent about blinkers. He's always said that.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, hour two, a look at last night's other games and the standings right now in the Big Ten. Next on Early Break of the Ticket.